Vai saranar in the Nosti Vidam to Sami Shri Prabhupada, Sam Shri Achar, Jagat Guru Shri Prabhupada, Dayanam to Koka Vaishnav Rupati, Namakabya Harira Sato, Ben Sikho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Pavanityananda, Shri Advaita Garata Shri Vasari Gaur Vasa Vrindati, Jai Shri Siddhartha Krishna Gopinath Shyam Sundaratha Sundari Govardhana Ki Jai Vrindavan Dhamma Ki Jai Navadi Srimai Bodhama Ki Jai Gangamai Ki Jai Jamanamai Ki Jai Bhakti Jai Ki Jai Tulasi Maharaj Ki Jai Hari Ram Shankar Gaur Bhakta Ki Jai Jai Nitai Gaur Premanand Ki Shamadeta Bhakta Vrindati Ki Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Garbha Shankashanat Kham Vai Prabhu Sankashanam Bhuvi Rameti Loka Ramanad Balabhadram Balochrayat Karpa Sankashanatam Vai Prabhu Sankashanam Bhuvi Rameti Loka Ramanad Balabhadram Balochrayat Garbha Sankashanatvam Vai Prabhu Sankashanam Bhuvi Rameti Loka Ramanad Balabhadram Balochrayat Garbha Sankashanatam Vai Prabhu Sankashanam Bhuvi Rameti Loka Ramanad Balabhadram Balochrayat Garbha Sankashanatam Vai Prabhu Sankashanam Bhuvi Rameti Loka Ramanad Balabhadram Balochrayat Balabhadram Balochrayat
parenthesis.
Prabhu Sankarsanam Buddhi Ramedi Lokaramana Alabhadram Hoseya Prabhu Sankarsanat Sambhai Prabhu Sankarsanam Buddhi
Garbha Sankarsana, because he will be taken from the womb of Devaki to that of Rohini, him, Rohini Nandan, the son of Rohini, by, indeed, Prabhu, people will call Sankarsanam by the name Sankarsan, Bhuvi, in the world, Ramiti, it will be called Rama, he will also be called Rama. Loka Ramana, because of his special mercy of enabling people in general to become devotees. Balabhadram, he will also be called Balabhadra. Bala Uchrayat, because of extensive bodily strength. Translation and purple page divine grace of Charanara Vinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. The son of Rohini will also be celebrated as Sankarsana because of being sent from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini. He will be called Rama because of his ability to please all the inhabitants of Gokula. And he will be known as Balabhadra because of his extensive physical strength. Please repeat. The son of Rohini will also be celebrated as Sankarsana because of being sent from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini. He will be called Rama because of his ability to please all the inhabitants of Gokula. And he will be known as Balabhadra because of his extensive physical strength. Purport. These are some of the reasons why Balaram is known as Sankarsana, Balaram, or sometimes Rama. In the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. People sometimes object when Rama is accepted as Balaram. But although the devotees of Lord Ram may object, they should know there is no difference between Balaram and Lord Ram. Here, Srimad Bhagavatam clearly states that Balaram is also known as Rama, Rameti. Therefore, it is not artificial for us to speak of Lord Balaram as Lord Ram. Jayadeva Goswami also speaks of three Ramas, Parashuram, Raghupati Rama, and Balaram. All of them are Ramas. Om Agyanti Midam Dasha Janam Janam Shalakaya Takshura Militam Dina Kashmai Shri Yavi Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Karatha Shiva Shari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Balaram Jayanti ki. So the son of Rohini will also be celebrated as Sankarsana because of being sent from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini. So here the descriptions of the birth of Lord Balaram are given in the 10th canto. Balaram is known as the son of Rohini, but actually he appeared in the womb of Devaki first. So this was the arrangement of enacted by Yogamaya. She was ordered by Krishna to take the child from the womb of Devaki and place him in the womb of Rohini. So, why should that happen at all? Why even bother? It's a transcendental affair. Krishna has desired it. Yogamaya is performing the activity. So why even bother to do that? Why bother to take birth at all? Why not directly take birth in Rohini's womb? So we know that Balaram, he acts as the servant of Krishna, Kliya Krishna, Saptapitya, that everyone is a servant of Krishna. He is the only master. Everyone including Lord Balaram. Lord Balaram is Krishna himself, there's none different. He's just become his Rup Shakti, his Balaram. There's no difference between Krishna and Balaram. Except in the fact that Balaram and all the different incarnations that also expand from Balaram, they consider themselves to be servant of Krishna. So Balaram is serving Krishna specifically by his, as his paraphernalia, where Balaram will come, where Krishna will come, Lord Balaram will expand. Krishna comes into this material world, but he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is transcendental to all material affairs. How he can put his foot on the material ground, because he is a spiritual body. So Balaram, he expands as the ground. He becomes the Dham, he becomes Vrindavan Dham. Then Krishna can walk about and perform activities, because he's a spiritual personality. So if Balaram becomes the shoes of Krishna, Balaram becomes the bed of Krishna. You've seen Anantadev. Anantadev lies down on the ocean. You have very beautiful white belly. And Lord Krishna, he lies down. Narayan lies down in that bed, takes, relaxes on the couch of Anantadev. A very fantastic story. Why God would lie on a snake? Snakes are smelly. They put off an odor, like nature's arrangement. Anybody can smell and get out of the way. Shankarshan, he won't be smelly. He'll smell like lotus flowers. His body is very fragrant. But if you ever touched a snake, maybe some of you boys have been playing with snakes sometimes. But they're firm, but they're soft. But they're very firm. And they're very, what do you say, agile. They can adjust anyway. They see a snake, he can loop-de-loop, he can do anything. I saw a snake, the flood was here one time. There's a wall, we had a wall in the back there. And a snake was crawling along the top of the wall like that. Then he came to where the gate was, and it was about maybe an inch and a half wide. I thought, well, how's he ever going to cross that? It's only that wide. But somehow or another, he became straight and he wiggled across. So anyway, their bodies are very agile. So when Krishna lies on his body, it exactly fits Krishna's shape. It's the most perfect thing for a bed. I remember years and years ago in England, they invented a bathtub, because everybody likes to relax in the bathtub. You put some hot water and you can lie down, and it's very soothing and relaxing. don't see so many bathtubs in India. Maybe you do now. Actually, Prabhupada had one in the West they have them. And Prabhupada said he should keep that bathtub. I want that bathtub. He liked it. As he was getting older, he liked to relax. So you lay down in the warm water up to here, and it's very relaxing. Nice warm water. So they designed the bathtub. You take a fitting. Before you buy your bathtub, you go to the factory and you lie down, and they make a mold of your body. So it fits exactly. You sink into it, you know. And then they make into a mold, and then they make a bathtub from that. So when you lie down, exactly everything, everywhere your hand and they're supported everywhere, the whole body. So this is originally coming from Shankarshan. This is how everything comes from Shankarshan. So he originates as that original bed, and it's the most perfect couch, and it's firm, and it's not too soft. You can make it hard also, you can make it soft in some places. So not at all fantastic. It's very, very logical, and it takes a good brain to think of something like that. I would never think of that, have a snake as a bed. But Krishna can do that. He is very, very wonderful. He has a little itching sensation on his back. So what do you do when you got an itching sensation? You scratch it, or you may have one of those back scratches. Or you put Sankirtan paraphernalia. You go up to someone and go, What a mate? You jump with that. Back scratcher, yeah, give a donation. They have a back scratcher. So what does Krishna do when he gets a little itch on his back? He becomes a gigantic tortoise. And he holds a Mandara mountain on it. And he gets all the demigods in the universe and all the demons in the universe. He involves the whole universe and they start churning the ocean, and he's the pivot for that Mandara. Simply because he had a little itching sensation on his back. The whole universe gets involved just to scratch his back. So these are the wonderful activities of Krishna. Nobody can even imagine to do things. He must be God, right? And if people say this is imaginary, or it's fable, or it's mythology. Now, if you wanted to present Krishna as God, if you wanted to convince people, this is the last thing you would do, right? You would come up with stories like this. If you wanted to convince someone about, even when you're preaching to a new devotee, you don't tell him very far out things, you know, because a guy with four heads, what are these guys talking about, you know? Babalochan told me that. I went to the temple and this boy was showing me a picture. He's got four heads, he is Lord Brahma, and he's got five heads. Babalochan said, what are these guys talking about, people with four heads, five heads? So generally you don't speak in the beginnings to people. You don't speak to people about these very, really wonderful. But Krishna does it, and it's there in the Shastras. But it's so far out, you have to believe Krishna's God. Because nobody can even come up with such and imagine such things. So this is Shankarshan's position. He appears wherever Krishna will appear. So he expands. Nityananda Prabhu with Balaram himself. He expands as Navadvipam. Then Mahaprabhu can come and perform his pastime, because he's spiritualizing. So he's appearing here in the womb of Devaki. Why? Because Krishna's going to come there. Krishna can only go where a transcendental place. Of course, Devaki is a transcendental personality, but the example is given that when she had these Shadasura Garbha, or these six demons were born from Devakis, they were actually the sons of Marichi, and they were cursed. I probably will speak about Janmasthami, that pastime. Anyway, they were cursed, and it was those six sons that actually took birth again in the womb of Devaki. And they were the Krishna Chakravarti Thakur says that they represented all the bad qualities: lust, anger, greed, kaam, krodh, lobh, moha, matsas. That's the six qualities, these bad qualities, or demoniac qualities. So they were representing it. So the first child was born, kaam, lust. And what happened? Kamsa killed him. Him. Then he had krodha, Kamsa killed again, he killed him. So kaam, krodh, lobh, moha. Everything was killed. All the demoniac qualities were killed in Devaki. So then she comes to the mode of goodness. Because all the bad qualities are gone. But still, Krishna's also not appearing in mode of goodness. Shuddha Sattva. So therefore then Balaram comes in that mode of goodness. He enters into the womb of Devaki. And he spiritualizes it. He makes Shuddha Sattva. Balaram is Shuddha Sattva. Vishuddha